Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Now that the season is past the halfway point, the next thing on the racing horizon is Festival Day, less than 2 weeks away. Festival Day has half a dozen stakes races featuring, of course, the seasonal highlight, the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby for three-year-olds with dreams of the Triple Crown Trail. Up to this point of the season, most of our attention has been focused on the thoroughbreds, and rightfully so, because they are the stars of the show. However, I think it's a good time right now to remember the other half of the racing equation, and that's the jockey. Jockeys are my favorite professional athletes. I think pound for pound, they're as tough and as strong as any other professional athlete you want to mention, including boxers and the NFL. Jockeys have a very, very hard lifestyle. Most jockeys, if you ask them, they'll tell you they don't want their kids to be jockeys. They work very hard. They have a litany of injuries all the time. Most jockeys, even if they never have a major injury like broken bones or anything, they all get bruised and injured from falls and starting gate incidents and things like that. They're trying to manhandle and womanhandle 1,000, 1,200 pound beasts who sometimes don't want to do what their rider is telling them to do. And I believe that jockeys are underappreciated actually by the racing public. Many people blame jockeys when their horse loses. And there is an old adage in racing that a good jockey can't make a bad horse win, but a bad jockey can make a good horse lose. And this season, we're all pretty much enamored by the great riding of Marin, who is now leading the jockey pack with 86 wins. And the only one close to him at all is Sammy Camacho, who has 59. And then the next jockey who is close to Sammy Camacho in third place is about 25 races behind. And Samuel Marin, with 86 winners, is on his way to break the seasonal record at Tampa Bay Downs. And Sammy Camacho might even be closer because he was suspended the first week from a riding infraction last season. And that's why Sammy Marin was able to get the jump on him. But these two jockeys are getting most of the attention. However, the thing to remember is the Tampa Bay Downs jockey colony is very deep. And there are many jockeys who are very capable jockeys who just don't seem to get the mounts. And if they don't get the mounts, they can't win races. And a lot of people think because a jockey isn't at the top of the program numbers and all of that, that he's not capable. But I believe that most jockeys, when they reach the professional level, if you put them on the best horse of the race, they will win. And that is the thing, is for a jockey and a jockey agent to get on the best horse in the race. And I equate that statement with perhaps a professional baseball player who's not a first-string player and spends a lot of time sitting on the bench. But when he gets up as a pinch hitter, if a pitcher puts the ball right over the middle of the plate, he's going to smack it into the grandstand. And same with jockeys. Put a jockey, even if he's a lower echelon jockey, if he's a professional jockey, you put him on the right horse, he'll get to the winner's circle. So racing fans should remember that. In that vein, I'm going to talk about two other jockeys at Tampa Bay Downs who deserve a lot of mention, and sometimes the racing public might not realize who they are. First rider I want to talk about is Alonzo Quinones, who is one of my favorite jockeys, perhaps because over the years I've seen him bring in several long shot winners, which shows his ability. Veteran jockey Alonzo Quinones started Saturday, February 21st, with 6 winners from 109 mounts this season. But he did bring in a pair of long shots on Saturday, and maybe that'll help turn his meet around. The 42-year-old product of Gusev in Sonora, Mexico, won the second race on a 3-year-old filly, Hurricane Season, who had finished 41 lengths behind the winner in her career debut here on February 6th. Then they dropped her from a claiming price of $32,000 to $25,000, and Hurricane Season gathered a full head of steam through the stretch of the 6-furlong contest to post a 3.5-length victory from fellow long shot Bella Coco, with even money favorite Valley Val in third. Hurricane Season, who was owned and trained by Gary Ellerbrock, paid $93.20 to win. And then 3 week races later, Quinones found the magic again, employing a similar come-from-behind rally on Mr. Personal to win the 5.5-furlong fifth race by a neck from Royal Merit. Mr. Impersonal is owned by Charlene Gabler and Tim Padilla and trained by Padilla and paid $48.60 to win. Most of Quinones' victories come with trainer Tim Padilla, and they also are very strong at Canterbury Downs in Minnesota in the summertime. Quinones is the youngest of 3 race-riding brothers, and he has ridden more than 1,200 winners. His best season at Tampa Bay Downs was 4 years ago with 25 victories. He finished second last summer at Canterbury Downs in Minnesota with 53 winners. Quinones rode in California from 2007 to 2019, forging a reputation as a big-money performer. He found his dream horse in 2008, winning 3 Grade 1 stakes at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, and Saratoga on a 4-year-old filly named Intangeru for grainer Gary Sherlock. Additional Grade 1 triumphs for this rider came in 2010 with Richard's Kid in the Goodwood Stakes and Tella Kelly in the Darley Debutante Stakes. So Quinones is a rider with credentials, and I advise players to give his mounts a good look when they're entered at Tampa Bay Downs. He only usually rides 1 or 2 races a day. He doesn't get a lot of business up down here in Tampa, but Quinones can get it done. The other rider I want to talk about is Daniel Centeno, who's been riding at Tampa Bay Downs for several decades. He's not a youngster anymore. He's over the age of 50. And for my money, he can boot home a winner better than a lot of jockeys half his age. Leading jockey Samuel Morin was only 5 years old when Daniel Centeno won the first of his 6 Tampa Bay Downs riding titles during the 2006-2007 meet with 125 winners. Well, the Oldsmar Oval has boasted a number of dominant jockeys over the last 6 decades. None have approached the level of superiority enjoyed by Centeno for 4 consecutive seasons from 2006 to 2010. Centeno rode 540 winners here during that period, sweeping all 4 titles while averaging 1.48 winners each racing day. As much of his skills and toughness is attention to detail, gaining insights from workouts, studying past performances, and watching replays set him apart. In the summer of 2010, for good measure, Centeno traveled to Erie, Pennsylvania to ride in the Presque Isle Downs meet, taking home the number 1 trophy with 100 winners. He scored 278 victories in 2010, a career best. Centeno made an effort to turn back the clock in late January and early February of this year, riding 10 winners to earn the Martin's Italian Jockey of the Month award. That's award comes from Martin's Italian Bakery, a local business that supports racing in Oldsmar. And every month they give an award to the outstanding jockey. And Centeno was the one this month. Additional Tampa Bay Downs crowns in 2012, 2013, and 2016, 2017 have given him six championships, tying Mike Mangiello for the most in track history. Centeno is the track's all-time leader with number of victories, with 1,605, and with stakes winners, 59. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Danny Centeno has won 59 stakes at Tampa Bay Downs over the years. Incredible statistic. The 54-year-old Venezuelan product, who rode 847 winners in his homeland before coming here to the United States for good in 2003, is 24 shy of the 3,500 win mark in North America. He is fifth in the Oldsmar standings currently with 19 winners, rounding out an all-Venezuelan top five of Marin, Sammy Camacho, Sonny Leone, Cipriano Gil, and Centeno. Centeno, who won 16 races last year at Colonial Downs in Virginia for a seventh-place finish with mount earnings of more than $1.1 million, has kept a fairly low profile this meet in competition dominated by the top few and has averaged less than three rides a performance. That's the way sports are, of course. Most fans seem to prefer their heroes of yesteryear slip quietly into the background rather than call it a day all of a sudden. But be sure of this. No one is suggesting Centeno hang up his tack, not as long as he is winning his share of races and enjoys his job. And in his 22nd season at Tampa Bay Downs, Centeno appears to be enjoying race riding as much as he ever has. He said, "This is like home for me now. I love it here. I like the track. I like the horsemen and the people who work here, and I love seeing the crowds and the families that enjoy racing," he said. As for the sacrifices he's had to make over the years, he accepts them as a fair, if not always pleasant, trade-off. Reducing for one, which he does a day or two a week, and he said, "I might have to take off a pound or a maximum of 2 pounds when we've had a couple of days off. But I watch my diet." All jockeys will tell you that story. If you want to argue he's not the best jockey that Tampa Bay Downs has produced, there better be a debate first. His 12 career graded stakes victories include two editions of the Tampa Bay Derby, in 2009 with Musket Man, and in 2014 with Ring Weekend, when the race was a grade two. And few would suggest he's incapable of repeating if he gets on the right horse. Two seasons ago here, Centeno met Mangiello, winner of 2,598 races, including the 1970 Kentucky Derby on Dust Commander, and a steward for 25 years when he and his wife were visiting from Lexington, Kentucky. They quickly formed a mutual admiration society, equally aware of the sacrifices they needed to make to stay at the top at a mid-tier racetrack. "I didn't really know much about his career," Centeno said. "Then he and his wife started sharing stories, and I was amazed to learn what he accomplished. Everything was completely different back then." It can be lonely at the top. Perhaps Marin is already finding that out, but it's also a place from which to set a standard, as Mangiello did and which Centeno continues to build on. "Centeno is very sincere and a good down-to-earth person," Mangiello said after their meeting. "It's an honor to be tied for the most titles with someone of his caliber." Now Centeno is next to Marin in the jockey's room, giving the veteran a firsthand look at himself, sort of, when he was trying to make a name for himself 19 years ago. Centeno says the best advice he can offer Marin is to keep things the same, just fine-tune what's already working. We'll watch a replay together, and he'll look at a mistake he made and say, "I don't want to do that again," Centeno said. He wants to do better than he is right now. He learns something every day. Right now, he can ride with anyone, so keep doing what he's doing and don't change a lot. Meanwhile, while Centeno has been waking up the echoes of his dominance of the Oldsmar Oval riding colony from 2006 through 2010, the last few weeks, Marin was voted Jockey's Guild Jockey of the Week for the period of February 9th to the 15th. The Guild represents more than 1,050 active, retired, and permanently able jockeys in the United States. Marin was 13 for 30 for the week and rode five winners on February 13th. He added three victories Saturday, including the $100,000 Turf Dash Stakes aboard trainer Mark Cassie's grass specialist, My Boy Prince, Canada's 2023 Sovereign Award champion two-year-old colt. Marin added three victories Sunday, last year's leading Tampa Bay Downs rider. He is at the top of the standings, right now leading Sammy Camacho by 28 tallies. Marin's week also included victories for prominent trainers Miguel Clement, Jose Francisco D'Angelo, Derek Ryan, Tom Proctor, and Hall of Famer Claude Shug McGahee. Other nominees for Jockey's Guild of the Jockey of the Week included Stuart Elliott, Manny Franco, Tyler Gaffione, and Edwin Maldonado. Very good company. Well, racing fans, that's what's up at the Downs for this week. Keep an eye on all the jockeys. Tampa Bay Downs is a very deep and able jockey colony, and it pays sometimes to look past the top couple jockeys when you're looking at the racing form. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races, always.